In Simon Sadi Dawad, we did Sif Tes, we did not do the Mishaburas and Sif Tes yet. So Mishaburas, Sif Katan Chaf He. That a person is forced to daven seated, Yoshub Hudin can be Mahalach Baderach, or he's forced to daven walking. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kashiuchal Lashley Spelam Umud, when he's able to, Kashiuchal Shanashal Over Hazmana, if it's within the same time frame, so he should daven again. He does not need to add anything more. We have a concept later on called the Tefillas Nedava, the Kaimon, the Kamon, the Simon Kubzai, the Tzarech L'Chadash Bo, that to be allowed to make a Tefillas Nedava, he has to add a new thought. So over here, you do not need to do that. You can just daven as is, and the new element, the fact that it's stationary. Zakti Mishabura.
So if it's Tashlumen, if someone forgets the daven Mincha, and then that says it again after Marav.
So there you don't need the Mimchadish.
That's not a Dova.
That's not a Dova. That's a Tashlumen. No, it's a Tashlumen.
It's not considered like a Dova.
Right. The Dova is a person who says he wants to daven a second Shemoneh Esrei. So he's allowed to do that Mikra then. As long as he adds something new. When we paskin to do in the Dova, you have to add something new in each on the brachas, which is quite challenging, so we discourage it. Like, make sure that you're adding a new request, a new thought in each one of the brachas. But
even if it's, if someone, they heard someone got sick, and they want to, I'm afraid now you want to say,
right,
so the little host won't ask for you over again because of that.
So theoretically, yes, but again, we hold you have to mechadash it in each bracha. So that adds up to be, you know, much more challenging. So it's discouraged from doing. But there are scenarios where, because of a suffix, we're not sure if he was Yotze, so we'll say, listen, do it.
So it's the whole Shemoneh Esrei then.
So do Shemoneh Esrei again, either you make it tonight. If you're Mechuyev, you're repeating it because you're Mechuyev, and it's not, it should be a Nedava. So that's okay, because the Nedivus is that you're fulfilling you're getting rid of your suffix. Mm-hmm. So the Shulchan Aruch says daven again. So the Mishabura with Dinah Eskimo Akranim Shein Sarach Lachal Yispalo Shenis. They pass in, you do not need to go down a second time. Okay. V'chein ha-minik shein ha-ibrim drachim shispal ha-baderach b'miyushav chayzim b'mispal ha-mshenis. The minik is that people who daven seated do not need to daven a second time, not like the Shulchan Aruch. K'mokom im hu reitza yachal yispal ha-mshenis b'teres ha-dabi. He's allowed to daven a second time if he wishes, but if you're really acting as it will function like an adava. You bring a present to Hashem of this empty Shemoneh Esrei with no focus. That's ridiculous. Obviously, it has to be that you'll be able to focus and daven properly. You do not need to add anything new. The chiddush is the fact that you're daven, saying it's stationary, as before. As opposed to before, when the person was moving. Okay, because of Sefer Mugging Gibor, Medivah Primagana Mashad Ein Kadai Lispal Hayoyim Nadava. He discourages the whole idea of making Nadava nowadays, because you're not going to be able to do Mechavan, you're not going to be Mechadish, etc. So again, the only case which we do use in Nadava is in a case where we have a Sufik, we make it, we go back with the Tanai. We say, if I'm a Chiyav Nadavan again, I'm davening again because I have a chiyuv to daven. But since I'm not sure, just in case, I'm not mechuyev, it'll be in the daven. That we do too. Okay. A person who is traveling and he's near an inn, and the inn's going to be a non-Jewish inn, so he was able to leave the road, he's able to move to the side of the road and daven standing stationary. That's preferred over davening in the non-Jewish inn. The Malon Shal of the Gilulim. Shavavada Yeshbo Gilulim B'Tu'Evis, it has their Geshkas. In the Lasham Dabar Shabbat Kedusha, you do not want to bring your Tefillah, which is an element of Kedusha, into such a place. Shabbat Shabbat Allah B'Shalom Amar Ketesi Yisair B'Rosh Yisparlam B'Mitzayim L'Fish Yisrael Melech Gilulim. You find that it's not proper to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a place which is full of Avodah Zarah.
What's Ketesi Yisair? Where?
Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro that I'm going to leave, when I leave the city, I'll daven. So he did not want to daven inside of the city. The more the,
this is after the Borod? You says Kapov?
Actually, it wasn't by Borod. It was by...
That's not considered davening? You says Kapov when he...
It's a good question.
It's not verbal.
It's a good question. You know, Chazal Darshan, that Moshe Rabbeinu told that I'm only going to daven when I leave the city, and you find other places where he didn't seem to be makbid on that. Right?
Most of the davening Moshe does in the Torah is not in Mitzrayim. It's in the Midbar, right?
Right. But simply, you find in this conversation between him and Haro, sorry, and Paro asked him to daven. Which one? After Orov, Yitzem Hashem mean Paro Yitzar Hashem. It says he left Paro, didn't say how far he went.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there it doesn't say.
Was that the one?
Then
afterwards, he says Apol. For one of them, I said, "Visa Eskapov." One of the makas. Paro asked them to daven.
All right, and then. After Borod, you're right.
That's why he says Kapov.
We have a little bit Moshe can say Esir. That's what Moshe says. When I leave the city, at first it's Kapov.
Oh, so that's considered. Right. It's nonverbal.
Even though it's not well.
Why? We don't know.
I don't know whether he said words or not. Also. Right.
Okay. So that was outside. Right. Okay. He went to Goshen.
Right. So he left. So there it says he left. It doesn't say that he left by the earlier ones. You see, he had the wools there. I mean, so you have to figure out. Okay.
This is interesting. So you can't go any place over.
This is not proper to daven in such a place. Now, if, however, you cannot find a place on the side of the road where you can daven without being interrupted, you will daven in the inn. You find some corner. So. He doesn't want to daven in the inn. Shall you bow below, but anybody, because the people there will bow. We're going to interrupt them. Now the problem like this: so the Mishnah Berurah is grappling that the thought process doesn't make sense. We said it's better to daven on the road.
If it's clear,
you can find a place which is you can be clear, then daven inside there, like Rashi and the Mishnah Berurah says, because of this issue of the Trumas Hadeshin, which is the source of this, because. There's idols there and stuff like that. That he says, if you're not able to find the place,
can go there.
So you will daven there, and you find daven in some corner. Then he says, you don't shouldn't daven in the inn because shalom yibabalu benabais, because the people there are going to distract you. So Mishnah Berurah takes those four words and puts it all the way at the end, and says you shouldn't daven in the inn because you shouldn't daven in the inn. In a case where you're forced to daven in the inn, you should try and find a corner. This way, people will not distract you.
Farming a conservative.
Right, so that's
that's where
it's also awesome, right?
Rabbi Felder from Philadelphia. He has a sefer, Chalos and Tshuvos.
Right.
Shmuel showed me once. We went to a chasana. It was a hotel. It was conservatives, but we were outside most of the time. But he brought the sefer. He showed me first few shuvas. A lot of them were about this kind of rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
Someone I know wrote him, and he gave an argument why it's okay to have it. So he just wrote down zel pilpul zel shtus. He wrote down.
Okay, so he puts all at the end. Let's learn. Shlo yochush rak limsed karen zavah shlo yibabalu. So all you can really be accomplish is to put it off over to the side. It shouldn't be a billboard. Because wherever we are, we're really surrounded by these getchkes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if facing east towards Yerushalayim, you're going to be facing towards the getchkes. You'll face in a different direction. Even though it's not facing towards the east, you should not be davening facing towards the Avodah Zarah. If you cannot leave the road and you're forced to daven while you're walking or while you're seated, so now I can't find a good corner in the inn, and I can't step off from the road and daven standing. So what's better, should I daven in the inn, stationary, being surrounded by the people which are there, or daven in the road, privately, but seated or walking? That's still going to be more kavanah, so that's better to daven while you're walking or while you're seated, when you have privacy on the road, than to daven in the stationary in the inn, but being surrounded by people, etc. If you can leave the building where you're staying, and that once you come to the Malon, you can go outside into the garden or find some field nearby where you can daven, so then you'll accomplish both things, that you're stationary and you're going to have kavanah as well.
Okay. So he's talking here all the time that there's idols there, gluim. I mean, what about these churches that don't have gluim in them?
Not the hospital.
They have a little statue, but don't the Protestants, they don't believe in this stuff, statues and
they still have
nothing there. I mean, it's just
they still have their the Shesiv they have still.
I mean, at NIH, the rule is that they set aside the rooms so the Jews won't daven in the same room that the Christians do their thing. But the Jews and the Muslims will do it in the same room.
Right.
So we'll go to the library or some other room. So we'll each go in the other one. But neither of us will daven
with that, right?
With the Christian room is.
Right. Okay.
But there they have an idol, and they sort of cover it and turn it around. So they try to be accommodating, but it's still in there.
Right. So we'd prefer not to have it there.
But some places don't. He seems to say that they're all gluim, and you're afraid you're going to bow towards them. What if it's not? Well, what if it's a makom kavua that hinder? That everybody has idols.
If there's no idols involved, so they didn't. Unless it's a mamash makom which is miyuchad specifically for their tefillas.
Yeah, it's not makom miyuchad for their tefillas, without.
But if
it's without an idol, it could be.
Right, saying so. His point was here in the inn. It's not a church.
Yeah.
But Maisa, they had in their houses, they had these getches also. Mm-hmm. A church is a whole different ballgame. It's made to be a place where they serve, they worship improperly, so you can't use that. So you have a chapel which is made for their worship. That's a different problem. Mm-hmm. That's much more problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. Simon said, hey, kivani vor b'shasa tefila. How should you set up your body when you're davening? So first thing is, you want to set them up going in the same direction, parallel to each other in a way that look like they're only one. We do this in orderly. Their feet really were 1 foot. The 2 feet look, by being so straight and proper, look like one. Okay. The din of stepping back 3 steps, that's mikra din. This hosof of making 3 steps forward is not a gemara. The Rambam says you should do so, and this source of this is the rekeach, which is one of the Rabbi Ezra rekeach from Worms. From Germany, who said you should do so. So the first issue is how you set up your feet. Let's see the sifim, and we'll see Mishabur is. Okay, sif base. Sarach Shiyachub Roshamat. The next thing is when you stand, you should bow your head slightly. Shiyo Enov Lamatza, which you should be facing downwards. You're standing in front of the king, standing in front of the presence of the king, so you act with Havno, and you look downwards, you're lowering yourself in front of the king. However, but you're thinking in your heart that it's not just that you're standing here low down in front of the king, but you're actually in the presence of the king, and you're soaring into the heavens to be in the presence of a king, of the Melech Malchim Lochim, and the equivalent of that is if you'd be standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So that's how you hold your feet, that's how you hold your head. You hold your hands, you put both hands interwoven, as they're interlocked to each other, over your heart. It's the right hand on top of the left hand. You stand there with request, stand in front of the master, requesting as such. But putting your legs, your hands on your legs, you know, like it's like slouching type of a thing. That's like a gaimedic way to hold yourself when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. Be proper that even if you say Kedusha as well, your feet should be set up parallel and one foot. So the Kedusha is not Mikra, is not a, doesn't say that Kedusha is Mikra Din. The Kimon Raglov for Shemoneh Esrei is a Gemara. Kimon Raglov for Kedusha is one of the Rishonim. And even he says it's proper to do so. It's interesting how you see halachas, what seems to become makobel, what's not makobel. You very rarely see people walking around during Kedusha. Very rarely. Even though it's proper, it's nice, it's a good thing, etc. Holding your hands properly is the Gemara. That nobody does. You know, but Kedusha, you walk around during Kedusha like, what are you? You're like, it's a fry end, you know. But if you stand there, like, you know, whatever, and your hands, okay, that's okay.
Is that from the Rishonim regarding the Kedusha?
What? The idea of staying still during Kedusha is from the Rishonim, it's not from the Gemara.
Put the feet together. Is Rishonim not Gemara?
Right. And he says it's a good thing to do.
By the Sunday morning learning, we had the first Gemara about who was it? Rav Huna held you could say Kedusha Yechidus.
Right.
So some of that means in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, no?
Right.
So your feet are Memela.
I said, but that wasn't a defining element of how you must say Kedusha. Uh-huh. You're saying under the
same Memela, it just happened that way.
Right. Okay, so cut now, if you have a Raglov. But the Abba feeling like human raglo klal is yotze. Your feet are not parallel. You're not that put together. You still be yotze Shemoneh Esrei even though your feet are not put together. So therefore, I mean, in general, a person has difficulty putting his feet together. It's, you know, so the Marusha says, and it's true that you should just do it as best as possible, and that's sufficient.
What's the Havamina to say that it would be ma'akeh?
We have a list of items of how you're supposed to daven. So I would think that because also this is the way you have to daven, you can't do it otherwise. We do it like davening malachim. Shekim shemadabri mashchina. So the point over here is, since you're davening to the divine presence, tzarich lasel kol machshavas haguf v'libayo l'davening kilu hu malach. The goal is to perceive yourself as if you're not focusing on the physical element of who you are, and rather you're focusing on as if he's a malach.
The bach holds its makiv.
What?
The bach holds its makiv, keeping your feet together.
Correct. Even a person seated, so when we said he's allowed to daven seated, become welcome, Yechav and Raglav, he should put his feet together. In case a person is davening seated, the person shouldn't be leaning back in his seat. The person should be leaning to the side. He should be sitting, you know, straight up as possible. Even though he can't stand, but you know, the equivalent as it was for standing, he's at attention in front of Hashem. And you don't spread out your legs, and don't have to put one leg on top of the other. If you sit with not relaxing, but in front of your Creator, Rosh Hakafav, that your head is bowed down. So the Rekeach says when you start davening Shemone Esrei, you should take 3 steps forward. You don't have to step backwards in order to step forwards. A lot of people, like, they stand up, move forward, go back, and go forward again. You don't have to do that. You stand up, and then you move, which when it's just touch, you move forward 3 steps. Okay, goes all your Abba, Abba, Lamina, Garlam, Lel, Hachur, of the Min, Arlam, is they step backwards, and then they go forwards again. Kasadarke, Moshe, Maril, Hayanoi, Glamad, Bashakas, the Tulish, Manasse, Masha, Hitzel, Masasha, Hitzel, Hashash, the Tibur, Tilos, the Kelayon, that he was knowing that to get up by Tilos, the Kel Al Yoin, he would get up there and sort of arrange himself and get ready for Shemone Esrei. So he wasn't just jumping into Shemone Esrei. He would stand up when the shots would start davening for the Amid. Now, what does that mean? It means before Ashrei or after Ashrei. Pasha the Chor would simply mean when he steps for the Amid means, right? Before Ashrei, so you mean you have to say Ashrei standing up. Or that was his minig. See, they bring over here from the Moshe Dishon for Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he said Nahim Emet after Ashrei. Apparently it was common that people would be seated and say Ashrei, and then the Chazan would get up and go to the Amud to start to get ready to say the Kaddish. So you should get up with him at the same time. Barbas Kashitzkal, the Sheikh Sibar Kaddish, he would stand up. Person should try and remove any type of phlegm or saliva out of his mouth, anything which is going to distract him, his focus.
Wouldn't you anyway get up with the chazan starting to say Kaddish? Wouldn't you anyway stand up then?
Usually you ask me that question. You're a smarty.
Well, didn't Rabbi say that if you're going to stand up anyway after the Kaddish?
Right, understand. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure. You should face your eyes facing down. She ain't of the matter. I only have a simon sadis of cotton. She has some bishabura. Fine. So he's asking the question, instead of whether you should have windows in the shul to be able to look up to Shemayim and to see the presence of the Shemayim and help you have kavod. And everything you have to look downwards. So the Bach answers, so the Mogarum says it means you daven facing down. If you feel at some point during Shemone Esrei that you're not focused the way you like to focus, so sometimes looking up at the heavens, the expanse of the heavens, reminds you and helps you focus. So that's what it meant over there. The Bach says it means that you look at it before you start. Okay. They should be the matalor, they should be facing downwards to the ground. People who like stare upwards towards the roof. So the Sefer Chassidim says that the Malachim and Shemayim laugh at him, like like they're playing a game.
This is Mishas. This is during Shemone Esrei.
Shemone Esrei.
Shemone Esrei.
Pribunim says that you should not do a movement which seems to be strange, because that's going to be, it's going to create that people are going to laugh at it, and that's going to be marshal them, and that's improper. We also, Rishos, if you want to do it at your home when nobody else is around, that's your business. Well, I mean, Tzibur. Abitzi were proud that Harim Kol Mechadayim to daven loudly. Shemoneh Esrei. Because Achonim Shekol Mishena Oitzim Eino B'Shas Tefila Shemoneh Esrei. And as Erchel Lurus Penei Shechina B'Tseis Nafshei. If a person does not shut his eyes during Shemoneh Esrei, he loses the schus of seeing the Shechina when he leaves his body. With eyes open to daven in the sitter, that's, well, that's not a problem. But eyes open without, not in conjunction with davening out of a sitter, that's improper. Finally, Abba Simon Sadi Aleph, Ziv Cotton Vob, Mr. Baruch. Okay. Ziv Cotton Vob, Liboy, he said, your heart. You put your hands on your heart. This applies in a place where it's common. When you stand in front of the king, you would stand like this with your hands on your heart. That's you should do over here as well. But that really depends on what's standard in that place. Now, the Ramak says you take your thumb, you put it inside of the palm of the other hand, you put your right hand on top of your left hand, and you put the thumb inside.
Where's the left thumb go?
It doesn't say what happens to the left thumb.
So just right, the right inside?
The main thing is the right goes inside.
Yeah.
They may imagine the left one just going to basically be, it shouldn't be sticking out, it should be inside also, but it doesn't say where it goes. Now, the Sermon Morris says that you put the Zeroyas Alibam. The Lashon over here was you put your hands on your heart. He sounds like he's putting the whole arm, the right hand on top of the left hand. So I'm not sure exactly if the Rizal is saying not like the Shulchan Aruch. Or he's saying that's what it means, when it says Liboy, Yadav, it doesn't mean, sometimes Yadav doesn't just mean the last part of the arm. It means the whole arm is also called Yadayim. So that's what he means. So you need to stand there like an Eved in front of his master. He's standing by Eimo Lubapacha. V'yeshli snoya b'shas tefila shum kolon tzitzai tamar l'Hashem yichumarko. It is proper not to just always be standing still, but there should be some movement. Like it says, the whole being of the person is coming to praise Hashem.
So it goes according to the minhag of the makom, in terms of whether you put your hands in. If the minhag of the makom is not to do it, can you do it anyway?
I think so.
Or is he saying to be madame, however you would stand before the president or the king?
I don't know. I don't think that's saying that. It's just saying that what you're, if you have a chiyuv to do so, only if that's the minhag. I don't think he says you can't do it otherwise. For kedusha as well, a person should stand still. Gan b'shor, shrei armin b'shem shematisha musab b'shem moroim. And the Malachim stand together because their feet are only one. So we're going to try to praise Hashem the same way they did. They do it with their feet together. So we should do it as well with our feet together. Okay. Let's hold it over here.
What time do the Malachim say Kedusha?